that time of the program to catch up with one of our favorite people, and that's Mr. Mike Brennan, who's the editor of MI Tech News. Mike, how you doing, sir?
Great. I'm smoking my victory cigar as we speak.
Uh-oh. That's right. And that may be why Mr. Baker isn't here.
That's it. He's up at East Lansing watching the game. The game has been over for about an hour now. So.
Mm-hmm. We're talking about the U of M-MSU game, that traditional rivalry. And, for those who are Spartan fans, it did not turn out so well. And Gary was, however, even though he's a Wolverine, he was up there faithfully rooting for the green and white, along with his son, Justin, who was there. And my grandsons are up there as well. Met a number of them are up there studying right now, too. But, Mike, let's talk about MI Tech News and some of the headlines that popped up this week. And one of them certainly is something that gives us a lot of pride, and that is that employment in Southeast Michigan has reached a new high. When's the last time we heard that?
2007, before the Great Recession that humbled us all.
Oh, it didn't.
According to the Workforce Intelligence Network, which is a 16-county partnership region, essentially the greater Southeast Michigan area, just came out with a second quarter report showed that some 35,000 new jobs were added between April and June.
Wow.
And the thing that impressed me the most was almost 56% of all jobs in Michigan can be found in the 16 counties of Southeast Michigan.
What percentage was that?
56%.
Whoa. Wow,
yeah.
That's a lot.
So it's all good. And the other thing is that the unemployment rate in that same region is down as low as it's been since 2001.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Boy, a lot to be thankful for.
We got hammered by the recession.
We're
not all the way back, but we're getting real close.
We're getting close. And a lot of it is in technology.
Absolutely,
of it is with technology.
Yes. That's what WIN's all about, is trying to... Well, that's part of what they're about, but certainly trying to hook up all the folks out there with technology talent, mm-hmm. with available jobs, and there's a whole bunch of jobs out there that need to be filled, and that's the real difficult part right now.
Mm, and that is the challenge right now. By the way, one of the people you spoke about when you were talking with people at the cybersecurity conference was Michigan CIO David Behan. I really enjoyed that, and he gave you some reasons why Michigan is also top-end cybersecurity, a very important facet nowadays.
Oh, absolutely. And part of this goes, a large part of this goes back to Governor Snyder, who is, you know, the head nerd.
That's right.
And when he came into office, I mean, he got it. He understood the issue. A lot of these politicians, when they get elected governor, don't really understand technology all that well. But the governor, being the former chief executive officer of Gateway and, you know, technology venture capitalist, he understood it. So he gave David Behan, the former CIO for Washtenaw County, his marching orders, and David's executed it, and he's done a brilliant job. And Michigan is considered by most people in the country as one of the top three states in the country for how well we have our cybersecurity programs together.
That is good news indeed for us, especially for businesses in this area. One last headline I see here that's caught my attention because we're getting close to hunting season. The MI Hunt, or My Hunt app, apparently is planning some great, providing some great planning options for hunters and for outdoor adventurers, especially when it has to do with public lands.
Yeah, absolutely. That's the biggest part is, obviously, clearly, on private land, there's a whole bunch of other issues. Some of those, most of those are posted, and the farmers or whoever owns them are not really excited about the fact that hunters are out there, but there's a ton of public land out there, and what this app will let you do is find out where that land is,
yep.
and where you can go, and topography, aerial photography, street maps, it's got it all, and you can check it out at MI Hunt.
That sounds really good. That's a just three of the headlines, folks, that you'll find there, along with all sorts of other good stuff, like some links to some of the podcasts that are out there, ours and M-Squared TechCast, for instance, the one that you do weekly with Matt Rausch, and always got some interesting things going on there. And, just a whole host of things, including a link to something that you're doing that's brand new, which is your video link.
Yeah, we're actually doing a couple of different things. I think I can announce it now, although we haven't officially announced it, but I think we're close enough. We're becoming the video news partner for Automation Alley. That'll be announced next week. We've shot all the videos. I'm just getting them all edited. will be making that announcement next week. So the Automation Alley is this huge organization, and so we're really excited about that. We're also really excited about MI Realcast, which is we invite folks that have really cool videos of their technology anywhere in the world to submit those to us, and we'll go through them, and if we like them, we'll post them, promote them, and we'll show you what's happening in technology around the world.
That sounds fantastic. You know, somebody who's with us in our studio right now is Kevin Shane. He is the CEO of ACD.net up in Lansing. I think you may be familiar with that.
Yes, I'm familiar with ACD. Yeah, very good organization.
Yeah, Kevin, glad to have you on. Now, you heard him talking about some of the things that are coming up. We've been talking just a little bit before this, Mike, with Kevin, about the whole notion of the need for businesses, for everyone to have broader band connection because of all the video. And you're just giving two more examples of video that's coming out.
Yeah, exactly. I think video, training videos, I think are another great big thing in the tech business. When we want to train our people on routers and switches, there's things like CBT Nuggets, other websites like that, where almost all of the tech stuff, even programming, is on training videos.
Well, Mike has now got some other additions to that. With Automation Alley, they're going to be having, people are going to be presenting, Mike, as I remember, you're telling me, businesses will be able to give a short presentation of their product or service, am I right?
Yes, think of it as a video press release. I mean, video is everything. I mean, I've read so... this is not a decision we made lightheartedly. I've been looking at studies. I've been talking to a lot of people. And video is where all the action is going forward. In fact, I read a study that showed by 2019, maybe 2018, 90% of the traffic moving on Facebook will be video. And so video is what everybody stops to look at. They may not look at the whole thing, but they'll at least stop and look at it. And so you get tremendous search engine optimization out of it. We're real excited about this. We think this is going to make our numbers jump exponentially.
I can tell you, just kind of parenthetically, but looking at Facebook, I'm seeing more and more video there. It's not just the written reports. It's everything is turning into video.
It is. You got live streaming now on Facebook. Yeah. It's quite amazing.
It's going to keep on jumping. Mike, let's tell folks quickly how they can get hold of MI Tech News.
Simple, mitechnews.com, or come to your page at internetadvisor.net, and you'll find the sign-up link there. We have two newsletters. We have, Matt Rausch and I do an internet radio show live every Monday on the podcast Detroit Network, and of course I'm on you guys' show every week. And now we're going to have video with, Automation Alley is merely just the first partner we've signed up. I can't tell you the others yet because we haven't got those deals done, but we're going to be all over the place.
I get the feeling it's to infinity and beyond.
There you go, yes.
Mike, thanks so much for being with us again, and have a great weekend.
All right, thanks, Foster. You too.